The following program is brought to you by Podcast One Sportsnet. Don't forget to download our new Podcast One app.
Time to play with pain, where sports and inaccuracy collide. Now, here's your host, veteran sportscaster, and the voice of the International Speed Fishing Championships, Chet Waterhouse.
Oh, brother! Hello again, everybody. Welcome to the podcast. My guest today, former NFL pro turned stud magician on America's Got Talent, the champions, John Durenbos. First, let me thank the folks that sponsor this podcast for real. True Car for all your car buying needs and betonline.ag, Podcast One's trusted partner in all things gaming. And of course, hey, if you're a fan of Podcast One Sportsnet and you're digging on my podcast, just tune into Podcast One, because you're gonna hit, there's a great show here called No Excuse with John Taffer. Right here on Podcast One. Shut it down. Listen to John. Award-winning hospitality legend. He brings his strength and his straight talk and unapologetic approach to daily topics and current events. Get motivated to start the new year with interviews from Pawn Stars Rick Harrison, Jordan Harbinger, and Joe Coy. Oh, that kid's funny. Check out No Excuses with John Taffer each week on Podcast One or wherever you get your favorite podcasts. And now, of course, before we get to my guests, as always, time for the Waterhouse Update, brought to you by Insomni Eggs. Our chickens are raised only on organic coca leaves. NFL playoffs! Eagles beat Chicago when the Bears' Cody Parker missed a 43-yard field goal and said, "Don't worry, I'll key my own car." Chargers beat Baltimore. Phillip Rivers clearly high on chewable Red Bull. Indy beat Houston, because that Luck kid's taller and scarier than Ichabod Crane. Cowboys win! And like most husbands this holiday season, the Seahawks came up short. That NFL wrap-up brought to you by Winers. Exactly what you'd expect out of a wine bar. College football championship. Bama wins. Clemson wins. Nick Saban got so angry his forehead became a relief map of the Tet Offensive. The Charles Dickens estate suing Clemson to get the name Dabo Swinney back. And Imagine Dragons played the halftime show and were penalized 15 yards for not enough chord changes. That college wrap-up brought to you by YouTube. Just like YouTube, but fatter. NBA, Minnesota Timberwolves trade in coach Tom Thibodeau for a newer model with heated seats. And golf, PGA will now let broadcasters do interviews during the rounds. Great. More whispering. This Waterhouse Update brought to you by Sparka, the only parka with its own small fire. Come out of the darka with Sparka. All right. Where are you? Oh, brother, special guest on the show today, all the way from betonline.ag. Yes, you gotta believe it's Dave Mason. Dave, are you having a better week than the Cody Parkey kid?
You know, at least he made money. You know, he might have lost the game, but he made some money. We got our butts kicked this weekend. So,
oh, you did? Get out of here! That's impossible. BetOnline.ag got a good old butt whooping, huh?
Yeah, man. The money line on the Chargers and the Eagles really did us in. We had a decent day Saturday, and then Sunday it all went to hell. And the public was all over the Chargers money line, the Eagles money line, and both those teams got it done as underdogs. And next thing you know, we wake up Monday morning with a big loss, with a big red figure.
Bit of a hangover. Bring out the big Excedrin for Dave Mason and the boys. Now listen to me. It's a new day. It's a new morn. New games coming up. We got the playoffs here. Saturday, Colts at the Chiefs. That Hill kid, he's harder to catch than a glimpse of your neighbor's wife naked. What's going on in that one, buddy?
The underdogs covering this weekend. I mean, they're 4-0 against the spread, and now the underdogs are about 14-1 against the spread, dating back into last year's playoffs. And the betting public is all over the dogs again. This is the most even game as far as public betting is concerned. About 53% of the early action is on the Colts, currently getting 5 points.
Getting five. Ooh, that is kind of tempting. If I had any money at all, Dave, I might bet one of these. Cowboys at the Rams.
Cowboys at the Rams.
Yeah, Cowboys. They hung on last week like a hot girl on the back of Norman Reedus's motorcycle. They were hanging barely.
Yes, sir. Cowboys getting a touchdown at the Rams. About 63% of the early action on the Cowboys. They actually opened up Cowboys plus 6.5. But despite more action being on the Cowboys, that quickly moved to plus 7 Cowboys. 63% of the early action is taking the points.
Wow, people figuring the Rams going to finally revert to early season form. Now the Sunday games, Chargers at the Patriots featuring two quarterbacks who came into the league when you could still fold up your leather helmet and stick it in your back pocket.
Yeah, Chargers, they're red hot. Like I said, they were the public's biggest win this past Sunday, and they're betting them again. 74% of the early action is on the Chargers, which is kind of weird because usually when the Patriots play, we are rooting against the Patriots, but we're going to be Patriots fans this Sunday.
You know why I like them all? Badger backfield, Derek White at fullback, and Melvin Gordon at tailback. Eagles at Saints. What's going on? That could be a tough one with them at that Foles magic going on. Where's the line on that?
Yes, sir. We opened the Eagles plus 9. That's down to plus 8. And, the public's all over that Foles magic, that Eagles magic. 77% of the early bettors are on the Eagles and the points. So there you go. 4 games, and the bettors are on the underdogs, which is can't blame them with those underdogs cashing left and right the last 2 seasons.
Wow. I like the way you say dogs. Underdogs. Underdogs. Where are you from, Dave? Be honest.
Parts unknown. No, Philadelphia area.
There you go. Well, listen, all of Philly and Steve Bartman were happy with the Cody Parkey miss because now Steve Bartman's finally off the hook. All right, listen to me, buddy. Anything else you got to add? Anything that the folks should know going into these hot lines? Because these are 4 killer games.
Yeah, no, it's great games. Head on over to betonline.ag and get in on these games. We have the earliest opening odds. So once these smoke clears on these games, we'll have the earliest odds for the AFC Championship. And then the following them will have the earliest odds on the Super Bowl and tons of props, everything you need. Big limits, whatever you want, we'll have it for you this coming weekend.
And if you visit betonline.ag today, you receive a 50% bonus. That's 50% sign-up bonus when you use the promo code PODCAST1. You got, as Dave was saying, AFC, NFC. You got the Rams, Saints, Patriots, Chiefs. They're all hosting. Or one win away from the division championship games. You don't want to miss out on any of this. So park your butt in the Barca Lounger this Saturday and Sunday. Get on the horn because you can do this by phone. Go to betonline.ag. Use your mobile phone to sign up. Try in-game live betting. Hey, where was that when Cody Parkey was kicking that double doinker? You can bet on this stuff right in the game with betonline.ag. Use the promo code PODCAST1 for a 50% sign-up bonus. NFL divisional round matchups this weekend. Don't miss out. BetOnline.ag, your online sportsbook experts and our partners here at Podcast One Sportsnet. Dave, thanks a ton.
Thanks, fellas.
You got it, brother. And now, finally, oh, brother, it's talk time. My guest today, former NFL veteran long snapper turned magician who's battling it out with hot chick dancers wearing next to nothing. Now, that's courage. And that's, of course, on America's Got Talent, the Champions Round. John Terenbos. John, how are you today?
Rock and roll, baby. Thanks for having me, man. I'm stoked to be here.
Local boy, Garden Grove, incidentally, best garlic tacos I've ever had at the Azteca right there on Main Street.
On Main Street.
Yeah. They got the big statue of Elvis out front.
Oh, yeah.
Now, how did you get from there to you went to UTEP, the Miners.
Hey, I'm a Miner, baby. So, I thought I was the greatest high school player ever. I went to Pacifica High School in Garden Grove, led the league in tackles, didn't even make all league, which I'm still bitter.
Wait
and I'm
second.
Not in my high school Hall of Fame. Still a little bitter.
Hang on. But you led the league in tackles, and you didn't make
it? No. I got honorable mention, and I'm like, what? So, you know what?
That's a personal grudge.
It is.
Who
it
are
is.
You dating? Because it might add something to do with
it. It might add something to do with it.
Chicks are eyes underneath
man,
everything.
You know what? It's the reason for war, right?
It is. I think. Chicks, man. I believe it.
I dated
even
the wrong
your publicist
chick
and is nodding. I won't say her name because she wants to keep her job, but she understands.
True.
yeah. The true nature of life.
You'll love this. So, you know, Cerritos, Long Beach, and Saddleback, Palmer, it was the number one JC conference in America. So they all got 100 guys on the team. But I looked at Golden West Junior College. Now, if you don't know about Golden West Junior College, they had the longest losing streak in college football
history. The Golden West Rainbows.
Yeah, they should have
been. What were they called?
The Wrestlers. Golden West Wrestlers. And so they were 0-20. Are you ready for this? They were 0-20. 0-20. So I decided if I can't play here, I can't play anywhere. So I went to Golden West. I played. I got on the field, played in the number one JUCO conference in America. We went 0-30, so we lost another 10 games straight.
But look, who sits down and says, what should we use for our nickname? Let's make it a tongue twister. Golden West Wrestler. How do you get that? West Wrestlers.
Yeah, you got to really
weirdly,
think about that one.
No wrestling program.
No.
That's sad.
Yeah, that's
sad.
Weird. That's weird.
So you made it, but you still lost. But you got noticed.
Yeah, so I put a highlight tape together of myself with other two teammates.
And that was back in the day when you had to, like, chop up the tape and tape it together with gaffer's tape.
Yeah, dude, everything.
Spit and glue.
Play, pause, record. You know, you got the wires in the back. You got
right.
The fuzz between takes. It looked awful. And not only that, but you'll love this.
So, the fuzz between takes.
The salt and pepper. You know, but it was one of those things, too, where we didn't have the editing software, right? So I would actually sometimes record with a big, huge camera and a VHS tape, the TV while it was playing, and I would take my finger and point to who I said I was.
Sure. Oh,
you know
there
what
you
mean?
Go.
So the coaches
yeah.
knew. Yeah, and so
that's,
I sent that out.
The human telestrator, they call it.
Yeah, that's it worked. It worked then. It works now. It's 100%. Yeah, so, and then I sent it out, and UTEP, I had a buddy that played there that I played with, and he actually played with the other guys that were on the film.
Now, is this the Mike Price years?
No, it was before that. Gary
before
Nord.
Before Mike Price.
Yeah, it was before Mike Price.
What was his name, Gary?
Gary Nord, man.
Gary Nord.
I love Gary Nord.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's a good football coach name.
Gary Nord.
Yeah, there's a direction in it.
Yeah, yeah.
And Nord. That's what the Norskies call North.
And one syllable.
I don't know a lot about language, but I know that.
But one syllable. Gary
yeah.
Nord.
Gary Nord.
Easy.
In fact, Gare. A lot of the bars down in El Paso shorten it to just Gare.
And sometimes you shorten
hey,
it.
Hey, Gare.
GN.
Sure, sure.
GN, get over here.
Hey, coach.
Yep.
How about a free round? That plug brought to you by, hey, look at this, Sweet Co's Penicillin Nut Bar. Munch the pain away with Sweet Co and Yo-Yo Tires. If you get stuck, just pull the string. So you get to El Paso, which is right across from
Mexico.
Yeah, Ciudad
Juarez. Juarez.
I watched that Sicario movie.
Oh, yeah.
I am never going to see it. Did you even bother to get – did you try to get over there? What do you kids do for fun down in El Paso?
Well, it's 50-cent Coronas. And I don't think there's a drinking age.
Well, there you go. You know,
and I'll give you a piece of advice. If you go to college
that's
in El Paso –
that's worth occasionally getting hauled up by your ankles onto a bridge abutment.
It happens. Don't show up with a Hawaiian shirt, new shoes, and a silver watch looking like the most gringo American you could possibly imagine. It's
try to disguise it a little bit.
Yeah, right. Yeah, which I did not. So I went there twice and then never been back.
Yeah. Now, how'd you get into long snapping?
You know, I did it in high school, but I sent the film out, and one of the guys on the film was a long snapper, and I said it was me. And so they needed a snapper. And so they actually gave me a ride, really, because they thought I was this guy, Tim Thurman.
So it's a mistaken identity.
Yeah.
Wow.
But I knew I could do it. I just needed the opportunity.
This is like a Coen Brothers plot here.
Oh, man, I knew I could
this
do
is
it.
Thick. Yeah, because you know, nobody naturally comes to that. Nobody's like cleaning out their grandpa's garden and just finds a rutabaga root and throws it between their legs and it goes 30 feet and they go, hey, maybe I got something. Yeah. So you had to learn it like boom.
Yeah, I learned it pretty quick and I had the knack for it.
How?
Man.
How do you?
Dude, you know what? Here's what I've learned. If you want to be a long snapper, some people have it, some people don't. You can learn it, but really there's a knack. And if you're super flexible, like I can do the splits, I can do all. If you're flexible.
So you're a big guy who's flexible.
Yeah, that helps. Big time.
That helps. Yeah.
Flexible people can long snap. There you go.
And they can't bang on the back of your neck right away. They got to give you a chance to stand up.
Well,
right?
for you know, 12 of my years in playing, they could. There was no rule there.
Really?
So most of my career, they could. Which,
oh, brother.
When they changed the rule, it actually affected me in a negative way because now it made the job easier, right? I was used to the old school way.
Oh, so then everybody and his uncle's coming in going, I can play pro ball.
Yeah.
Look at that Tiberandos guy for the Buffalo Bill. I could do that.
Yeah.
And then they come waltzing in. But you still got some wily veteran tricks up your sleeve there, I'm sure.
Oh, dude, hey, nothing beats
experience. What was the nastiest thing you ever did on the line in a game?
Oh, man, I've grabbed him, I pulled him, I poked him, I've been grabbed, I've been poked. Hey, I'll tell you what really hurts. Somebody reaches around, so you're at the bottom of a pile, somebody takes their pinky, reaches around inside you, and they hook their, what is this called right here? What is this? Like
that'd be your eyelid, the eyelid matrix.
Yeah,
that's what I'm going to call it.
They hook the eyelid matrix, which is the outside part of the eye, and they get under that bone, and they push and pull. It's like an instant migraine.
That's ridiculous. So, yeah, they don't even let them do that in the
pinky.
World wrestling fighting place.
Have a pinky.
Ultimate fighting, that's that thing.
The UFC.
Yeah, they don't even let you do that there.
Have a pinky jammed in your eardrum. Oh, dude, that stuff hurts. Hey, when they stand up, they just take their heel cleat and just barely step on your fingertip when it's 0 degrees.
Yeah, that's a 402-pound guy,
dude,
too.
Those are the things that hurt, man. Those haunt your dreams. Those things right there.
So there's no emotional scars, really. It's all physical.
It's all physical. It's all physical.
NTE, neck trauma stuff. That's what you got there. Now, listen to me. Buffalo you played for, Tennessee, Philly, New Orleans.
Yep.
Which were the most insane fans? That might be a four-way tie. But
No question. Philly.
Philly, crazy
fans. No question.
Fans.
Because even before I did the TV stuff, I was walking in an airport in Phoenix. And, oh, my gosh, are you John Dornbos, the long snapper for the Eagles? And it was an Eagles fan. If you're a long snapper and you get recognized outside of your plane city, you got a hardcore fan base. I'll tell you that right now.
That's Philly.
Hardcore.
Yeah. I don't even know if a Packer fans would know their long snapper.
No.
Unless they ice fished with him.
Very possible.
Very, very, very.
Very possible.
Very possible. Now, listen to me. You're like a bona fide magician. Yeah, you're good. It isn't some postseason awards banquet thing where you, oh, he made a quarter come out of Coach Nord's nose. You do this for real. I've seen you. Close-up stuff. It's mind-bending. Why magic? There's got to be a chick involved again.
Well, I'll tell you what. It's a great way to get chicks. It's a great icebreaker. But here's what I learned. If you want to use it to get chicks or be an icebreaker, you got to make it cool, right? So it's not just the trick. The trick is the tool. To get into that space.
A lot of guys don't understand.
Yeah, they don't understand that.
And they think it's all about the trick and them. And those are the guys who wear the vests.
Yeah.
Vests are...
And the tuxedo.
Yeah, I don't trust them.
Yeah, and then they always carry a dove with them, which is weird.
I worked with a magician once.
Which one?
The Great Scott, his name was. And came time for the dove thing, threw the dove up dead.
Oh, dead.
Splat on a cocktail table.
That's a bad dove.
But it was Minnesota. Two people were so drunk they didn't even notice.
Yeah, they probably thought it was a great trick.
Yeah, right in a pitcher of beer. I think they tried to order it the next round. All right, so now you got to understand, it's not just the trick. That's the plot. It's the delivery system.
It's the delivery, man. It's the tool to connect. It's the tool to create the relationship. It's a tool that allows that person in, that allows you to communicate, to open the door. Now, if you got nothing after that, then guess what?
You got nothing.
You're just a trick.
Yeah, you're
a one-shot pony, baby.
Yeah, you're a Johnny-come-lately long snapper.
That's it. You don't want to be Johnny one-shot. You know, you want to be Johnny bag of tricks. You know what I mean?
I do. As an Italian, I understand both of those nicknames. And that analogy brought to you by transvestites, time-tested sexual deviancy you can trust. Now, so when does this happen? When are you in high school, or do you come to it after the pros? When did you pick this up?
So I got into magic when I was like 12, 13 years old, and I saw a guy on TV, and it changed me.
You remember who it was?
Oh, dude, first of all, well, I saw a kid live. He was 16. His name was Michael Groves, and he did a trick to me. It was a coolest thing ever. Then I saw a guy named Bill Malone on television, who's one of my favorite card magicians, and I said, I want to be like that guy.
Wow.
And boom, the rest is history. I picked up a deck of cards. Every day, I've never put them down in the last, it's been 27
Every
years.
Day, you pick up a deck of cards.
Every day, baby, and I love it. It's my outlet, right? I hope everybody finds that. It's an outlet to where I can sit and just be a
kid. You're very natural at it. You can sit down and do you ever cheat at poker?
Oh, so this is great. So Drew, I played with Drew Bledsoe, who's a quarterback in Buffalo.
Sure.
He kind of heard of me, so he's like, hey, let's get a little poker game together and let's just take everything and we'll give it all back. Hysterical, man, because I can do some pretty cool things with cards. I can cheat, no problem.
That's really funny. So you did it?
Hell yeah, I did it. Would you?
How much did you win?
Oh, it was, I don't want to disclose. But it was
how close were people coming to punching you out to giving you the?
Well, no, you're assuming
the
I didn't.
Eyelid apex.
Hold on, you're
call it eyelid matrix bone.
But you're assuming I didn't get
we
knocked out.
We just made up a medical term, you know.
Yeah,
you did. How could those guys not just take you out back and whoop the ass out of you?
Well, they did. No, I'm just kidding. You know, we gave it all back. We charted and gave it back. But it was quite a bit of money. A lot of cash.
That is a great idea. But you've never done it. Do you count cards? You go to Vegas? You gamble?
So I don't count cards in the sense of like in blackjack where you can count values.
Mm-hmm.
But if I had a deck of cards and you wanted me to cut to 22 cards, I could just cut and pick off 22 cards.
So Lord!
I can count the physical card, but I've never learned the value system.
How do you not have kids yet with a pair of hands like that?
Well,
your wife's got to be you're on her third G-spot at this point. My goodness,
she
found the first two. That's impossible. So, worst injury, football or magic?
Because,
you know, sometimes, like that Ricky Jay, he nails a card in your eyelid. I know he's passed away, but that guy, you could bleed out.
Well, he's got a book called Cards as Weapons. There you go. Right?
Wow.
It's a bestseller. It's a great book. Hard to come by. You know what? I've had multiple surgeries, whether it's torn ligaments. I've had four hernias. I had open heart surgery.
Open heart surgery?
Oh, I've had it all. But here's the deal on magic.
Now, was that a magic problem or was that a football problem then?
Probably both. But yeah, now all these are
there's got to be some times in Magic where you're like,
well, you get a paper,
ace of spades, and it's a five of hearts.
Oh, it's not good. And you get a paper, cut right there on the cuticle.
Oh my God,
that chops everything. That doesn't stop bleeding.
Really hurts.
Yeah,
there's no place for the Band-Aid.
People don't understand.
Your mom would look at it and go, yeah, you're just going to.
It's a sore spot too. Everybody can see it. There's no hiding it. It's bad. So you get that. We'll call this the white intricle.
Integral.
On the thumb.
Yeah, the thumb done. Integral.
That done.
Yeah, sure.
You go get a pedicure for a show or a manicure, and the lady snips
they hit
it.
That.
It's bad.
Oh, man.
And then they put that little stuff to stop the bleeding. That burns.
Sure. Yeah, it burns.
Yeah, so I'm going to say Magic's a lot more dangerous.
Magic might be more dangerous.
Definitely.
Open heart surgery. What happened there?
So I got traded to New Orleans, and they discovered I had a 6-centimeter aneurysm in my ascending aorta. So
you finally got to a city where there were some doctors.
Yeah, right. And I was in surgery within 24 hours.
Good Lord!
Yeah, it was 11 hours. Spent a month in the hospital post surgery, and that was just over a year and 2 months ago. So I'm alive.
But
I'm
New Orleans, on. They're still flashing boobs and stuff.
Good for them.
If you can get to the window of the hospital.
Hey, let me tell you, if you're about to croak, go to New Orleans and see some boobs before you go out. Go out like a champ. Man.
Boy, that advice brought to you by Gorgonzola, the cheese made from cactus milk. AGT, the champions. Oh, brother, premieres this week. And now you're up against now this is America's Got Talent. These are champions of other seasons all together in one show. So you're up against like Sword Swallowers and those damn cute kid singers and the one guy who does something with a horse. How do you compete? As a magician.
Well, you know what's cool is it's not just the top acts. It's the top acts from around the world. You're talking about winners of different countries. You're talking about the fan favorites of different countries. It's literally the all-stars of the world of America's Got Talent. So,
does Chechnya have a representative there?
I'm sure he does. Or they do. I'm sure they do.
No, I think you're safer with he does. So you got to compete. How many people in this damn thing?
Well, there's 50. So they pick the top 50 acts from around the world. And I'm lucky to be one of them. So. It's cool.
Language barriers?
No, because it was done in America. So English, uh-huh. Right? So I just went with English. I figured that
now,
was
now, did
safe
you
bet.
Represent America?
Well, myself amongst a bunch of others.
So the American team, if it were the Olympics, they'd be marching in very strong.
Very strong.
Behind you with the flag, but holding it in sort of a weird long snapper.
I'd backpedal into it. I'd show my ass and show my good side.
Absolutely. Now, be honest. What happened to Simon Cowell's cheekbones? Maybe we should let your publicist go out on this question.
Yeah,
because
I didn't even see it.
They're above his eyebrows.
Well, I'm going to tell you this. Whatever he's doing,
I don't know how they got there. Good plastic surgery.
Hey, whatever he's
they're
doing,
way up here,
it's working. So
yeah, yeah.
I will ride that train as long as
it
goes.
Is he still wearing the T-shirts?
I hope so, because he rocks them.
He does have a torso on him.
Heck yeah, he's rocking it.
Yeah, yeah. He might be a long snapper material.
You never know.
I would pay to see that.
Me too.
I would pay to see you teach Simon Cowell.
If you get him in,
long
I'm
snapping,
in.
And Howie Mandel does the play-by-play.
Well, Howie's actually pretty athletic.
He is good.
He's actually pretty athletic.
A lot of people don't know Howie's 91.
Yeah, well, yeah.
He's fit.
Yeah, oh, yeah. He looks good for 91.
Yeah,
and Heidi?
Does.
Heidi's pretty athletic, too. I actually did a trick where we snapped footballs.
But can you even get close to Heidi? Doesn't she have like
she's got like this aura beam around
Yeah, and they got a whole team of Austrian nannies and German publicists. You can't get close to her.
No, you just look. Look, don't stare.
Yeah. You got to do your close-up magic from about 30 feet.
Yeah, and then actually, if you stare too long, they force you to look down. You can't have eye contact for more than 4 seconds.
It's like the Pope.
Yeah. It makes performing really hard.
Wow, that little bit of information brought to you by Porn on the Cob, Iowa's number one adult store. Now, listen, on your Twitter page, before we get rolling into some fun stuff, you're flying something on you. I saw that. You're in the air. You're flying something. Where the hell's going? What are you, nuts?
Yeah, man. You know what? I wanted to fly, so I love it, and I fly a Cirrus. And it's a great thing ever. If you've
ever, it's like a plane, plane.
Yeah, a plane. It's a Cirrus plane. And
what's a Cirrus?
So that's just the name of it. It's a type of cloud. So the plane's named after a type of cloud.
Not all dumb.
Oh, it's great. It's a four seater.
Four seater.
Yeah. So, I have never had more than one in there. More than me. No, nobody trusts me. So I usually go up and come down. You know what I do is I just take off.
Isn't that the guy who took our money in a fake poker game? Yeah. Don't get in a plane with him.
Look, don't blow my cover. But really, that's my friend's plane. I just go up. We swap seats. I take a picture, and then we swap back, and then he lands it.
Nice. I love it. I love the kind of listen. I got a bona fide football player here and world class magician. Time for advice corner. Actual takeaway from the great John Dornbos. Is that how you say it? Dornbos,
Dornbos, baby.
Dornbos. Quick tip. I'm going to ask you some questions.
Go.
quick tip to improve your communication skills, because a lot of my listeners, you know, are maybe just getting jobs or in a work environment. Maybe they're not too good. And you're natural, but you've worked at it too. So what's a good tip?
This is deep. Are you ready?
Yeah.
Let go of the need to be right.
Ooh.
Let go of the need to be right. It's okay if you don't have the answer. Just look at somebody and say, hey, I don't have it right now, but I guarantee you this. You're going to want me on the team because you're better with me than without me, and I'll have that answer for you real quick, pal.
Wow.
Let go of the need to be right.
Let go of the need to be right. I like that. Now, is that the little plaque that the UTEP miners would touch on their way out of the locker room? Gary Nord!
That's right.
Question number two. Good way to fit in quickly with new teammates, because you've been on four teams. A lot of guys travel all around. And, you know, even if you're in a business, you might have to change teams on whatever, wherever you're working. What's a good way to not be an ass kiss, but to endear yourself to new workers?
If you're playing football, do your talking with the pads. When it's go time, knock somebody out.
I think that's good advice for regardless. If you're at the barbershop, hey, whip out the clippers and show somebody something.
Yep.
You know what I'm saying?
Do it by your actions, not your words.
Beautiful. All right. How about this one? A lot of times I'll just get two cases.
Can we just do this for the next hour? This is fun.
Yeah, sure. I probably could if I can come up with the hang on, though. Uh-oh. My monkey tranquilizer's kicking in. We might not make it a full hour. Gracious way to deal with someone who's interrupting as a magician, especially a close-up magician.
It's perfect. It's perfect. So what you do is you bring up the heckler on stage and you say, hold this box. We're going to get a card. We're going to make it come up. And I'm going to get a signed card to appear in that box. You sit right there. You hold that box. Don't let me come close to it. So now he's sitting on stage the whole time holding the box, right? And then you just go on with your show.
And then you finish.
And then you finish, and he's sitting there by himself. Oh, I forgot. Sorry, trick didn't work. But guess what? The heckler's shutting up, holding the box, looking like an idiot the whole time.
Come back tomorrow night. We might have a card in that box. When you're down, like just mentally, physically, as a ball player, and maybe lost a game or your life's not going on, who knows? What's the one phrase or a little piece of advice that helps you kind of stabilize so you can begin to think positively again?
Easy. Don't listen to yourself. Talk to yourself. Don't listen to that voice. That voice right there is what's going to make or break. And that decision is that's what defines us. That's what separates us. So guess what? When you're down and out, don't listen to yourself. Talk to yourself. Tell yourself where you want to be. You know what I do? I change all my passwords to where I want to be. So, like, for instance, I had a...
you just told everybody your passwords when I want to be.
Well, when I got divorced happily...
Oh, no, I get it. I get the specifics.
Yeah, yeah. So when I got divorced happily, I changed my passwords to free at last.
There right? you go.
That's what, and I was. And
so your goals, put them right in your password.
Put them in your password, because then guess what? That's what you tell yourself every day.
And you'll remember them.
And you remember it.
Eventually.
And change them as you go, and then you'll never forget your password, because it's where you want to be.
Brilliant. That advice corner brought to you by UDrive, the app that lets you rent your own car to take you wherever you want to go. Hey, speaking of cars, 60 seconds. That's exactly how long this commercial is going to last. You know what else you can do in about a minute? Get an offer for your car with TrueCar. That's right. And the amount of time it takes to floss your teeth, pet your dog, do a few sit-ups, learn how to long snap, you can get a true cash offer. Best of all, you can do it from your smartphone or home. Just go to TrueCar and simply enter your license plate number. Watch how your car's details, they just pop right up. Answer a few questions, and you'll get an accurate TrueCar offer from a local TrueCar certified dealer. It's that easy. After that, you can bring your car in. They'll check it out with you together. You can ask questions and get the answers you need, so there's no surprises. Then simply leave with your check or trade in your car for a new ride. So when you are ready to experience a better way to sell or trade in your car, check out TrueCar today. All right, listen to me now. Now it's time. Oh, this is an exciting segment. Now it's time for the Fiery Four.
The Fiery Four.
John, these are sports takes. They're so hot. They're hotter than Nancy Pelosi's gavel. Fire number one. College championship actually had a big-time halftime show, the Imagine Dragons. So as a card shark yourself, you might say, hey, there's got to be some money to be made in this game here. Should the huge money in college football trickle down to the athletes?
No question. Absolutely. Look, I've been an athlete, and I've been on scholarship. It's barely enough to get by. I'm not saying that, look, the free education is great, but then they limit how much you can make working to a very low amount. So I definitely believe college athletes should be paid a lot more all across the board, not just football.
Yeah, yeah, because the scholarship, especially nowadays, I mean, especially, you know, some schools, let's be honest, I ain't worth too much.
Hey, go to El Paso.
Yeah, that's why they had such a good track team.
Yeah.
Running from Ciudad Juarez all day. Fire number two! True or false? The days of the classic drop-back passer are over quicker than Sunday Mass in Las Vegas.
That's so false.
False. You think a good pocket passer can still make it in the NFL?
That's all that's going to make it. Now, put yourself in the owner's shoes. Are you going to invest in a running quarterback whose pads are a little bit smaller, who's a little bit not as big? You're going to give $100 million to a guy running around getting hit all day?
Yeah, no. But these kids, they look like they just stole some Reese's Pieces from a Quick Trip. They're just darting all over the place.
Yeah.
It's another element to the game.
It is, but you want a smart pocket passer that can scramble. That's what I want.
Well, brother. Our first disagreement. Fire number three. Best job opening in the NFL. What do you think?
The best job opening?
Right now. Head coaching job opening in the NFL.
Now, so I will say this.
If I see Rex Ryan sniffing around Green Bay, he's going to be in a snowmobile accident. And I put that in quotes.
Yeah. I'm going to make up a job. And here's what you're going to be. The best job in the NFL is any team that wants to offer me to be the fall guy. So I won't talk back. I won't give you my opinion. But if anything ever goes wrong, you can just blame me and I'll take the fall.
So literally, Cody Parkey could have said.
That's my fault.
Talk to Darren Boss.
That is 100% my fault. And just pay me enough money to take the brunt. It's the new best job ever. I just created it.
Call me. I like it. I might push for you for coaching.
I'll be
Packers.
Your own personal fall guy.
Wow. I smell a series here. Magician who then can take all the heat from anything because he knows he can get out of it.
That's right.
Boom,
baby.
Boom, boom. Ace of spades.
Houdini.
Gone. Smoke. Bang. Flash powder. Flash paper. Flash paper. That's got to sting the first time you screw that trick up.
I've done that.
Fire number four. Who's winning the Super Bowl? Let's get right down to it. Now, that's some magic there. Who do you think's got this?
The winner of the Super Bowl, as predicted, right here, right now. It's the person that wins the last game of their season. Boom.
Look at that. Drop the pen.
Boom.
Ain't going to get any clearer than that. I'm not making you stick to it. Make a pick.
I'm gonna go with my two teams. I'm going to go with Philly or New Orleans.
Philly or New Orleans?
Yep.
Ooh, that's going to be tough,
two
man.
Teams.
Yep. Those are your two teams. You got to.
Yep, I'm going with those two.
Yeah, because you're not going marlin fishing for free on somebody else's boat.
No.
You go snooping around the Rams.
Yeah, you know what? I hope the Eagles win.
That would be fun. That would be fun to see. And then Nick Foles should just ascend to heaven
at that point,
if that happens. That Fiery Four brought to you by High Fructose Corn Syrup. Don't worry. Something worse will come along. All right. Now, listen. Now, I understand you might have a pop quiz for me. That's a tradition here.
I do.
On Play With Pain.
Yep.
Oh, hang on. We got a theme song for this. Listen to this. Pop, pop quiz. Yeah.
Killing it.
No residuals on that, baby.
Killing it. All right. Can I fire?
Fire away.
Do I get the fire sound?
Oh, yeah, sure. If you want.
Give me the fire sound. Fire. Question number one.
Pop quiz.
All right, you might have heard
John
this before.
John Dorenbus.
But according to the question, it's how many different ways can a person in baseball reach first base? They have eight answers. I've come up with nine.
Wow.
How many different ways
can
someone reach first base in baseball?
Okay, there would be a hit.
Yep.
There would be a walk.
All right, that's two.
There would be a hit by a pitch.
Okay, yep, that's three.
There would be a dropped third strike.
Yep.
There would be a fielder's choice.
Yep.
That's five. Jesus. Nine?
Yeah, I came up with, yeah, we came
right,
up with nine.
On. There would be a balk.
Yeah, there. Balk is one.
There would be a...
You're six. Brother. Six of nine.
Oh, man.
Six of nine.
How else can you reach first base? brother.
You want hints or no? Can I give hints? All right, can we run the fire thing just to tell them to put some heat on this?
An air.
Oh, got it. Air.
Seven.
Yep, there's air. Seven. There's air.
I'm out on eight or nine.
All right, so what happens if you swing and you might hit the person behind you with the bat? What's that called?
Catcher interference.
Catcher interference is one.
Now, this one I should have known.
This is the one that's not on the official list, but I disagree.
It's on the John Dorenbus list.
It's on my John Dorenbus list. This is legit. If you disagree, let us know. All right, so all of a sudden you get a hit.
Yeah.
But I'm on the bench. How can I get to first base? Pinch run, baby. They
pinch
take you
runner.
Out. They put me on there. I'm a pinch runner.
That's
I got the
it.
First.
That's nine.
That's nine.
That's nine.
It's great.
See?
Yep.
It took a magician to think of that.
Yep.
All right, so I got seven out of nine.
That's pretty good.
I get half credit.
Which I'll let you know.
That's literally nine questions, John. We only
had. It's five better than I did before I peaked.
Oh, wow. So, yeah. Okay, well, I'll take it good on that.
All right, so I'm a card guy. I'm a magician. Right. I'm a card guy. I love it.
Question number two, John Dorenbus.
What? Fire. What is the defining characteristic that makes what's called a Faro shuffle? It's a technique to shuffle cards, but the specific shuffle is called a Faro shuffle. Why is it called that?
Because you do it inside of a tomb.
Close.
It's a Faro shuffle. Oh, you disguise it with your hands. You cover it with your hands so it's like a pyramid.
No, it would have been good.
Two shots. There's a snake under the table.
Well, that
I'm
going
to keep going Egyptian symbols.
Yeah, a snake actually.
A cat
does help.
Is worshiping you as you do it. I don't know. I'll take it.
You're 2 for 3. So there's one more. There's a snake.
Are
there's
nine
a cat.
Of these two.
Yeah. There's a snake and a cat. Yeah. So the defining characteristic, it's a perfect shuffle. You split the deck into two, 26 on each side, and you shuffle exactly every other card together.
Wow.
So it's 26 into 26.
Sure. Perfect. That's everybody's dream to do that. But yeah, I mean, he's going to check.
Let me tell you this. If you can't
check your work,
if you can't get laid going to a bar and doing a Pharaoh shuffle and just dropping it, you got no shot.
Unless you're Leo DiCaprio.
Well, that helps. Or any other person in the world.
Any shuffle.
Yeah. Or anybody else in the world. All right, do we got time for another one?
Yeah.
Fire me, go.
Because I'm 1-1. It's the rubber.
Yeah, it's pretty good. All right. What two players hold the record for the most consecutive games played in Eagles franchise history, and how many games is it?
Consecutive games. Eagles franchise history. Yep. The two players, are they tied?
Yes.
At the toe.
Tied.
Wow.
Tied.
Let me see. Where did Jaworski play? I'll go Jaworski. And you.
Yeah, you got one. You got one.
I got one. Wasn't Jaworski?
Nobody hit that. He played with Jaworski. He was a receiver.
Oh,
and he was like 6'8".
Harold Carmichael.
Got it. Harold Carmichael it is.
Get out of here.
Yeah, Harold Carmichael.
Woo, I'll take that one.
And John Dornbos. We each played.
Wow.
Are you ready for this? I'm going into the 162nd straight game. They announced congratulations to John Dornbos for tying the great Harold Carmichael 162 straight games. The very next play, dislocate the wrist, dislocate the lunate, tore every single ligament in my wrist. I had to leave, had 3 wrist surgeries. And I didn't
and
break
that
it.
Was
I
just
tied.
Doing a close-up trick on the bench.
That's
you
was,
weren't even
doing the Pharaoh shuffle. Gosh, dang.
That is hard to get.
It is.
That is amazing. Well, listen to me. And my guest today, multi-talented, as you can already tell, John Dornbos. See, I'm a guy. John, I would go Dornbos.
Yeah.
But it's not that.
I just go Dornbos. It's easier.
Dornbos. Yeah, it makes sense. What is that? Polish?
German, Dutch, Lithuanian. It actually means the thorn on the bush that protects the rose.
Wow.
Yeah, there you go.
And there you wound up playing in the line.
Yeah, there. Right?
That's
there
impressive.
Yeah, I actually have no idea what it means, but
protecting
it sounds
good. Protecting those pansy asses behind you. Every Monday night on NBC, America's Got Talent, the Champions Round, 8 p.m., whatever your time zone. Check it out. He's gonna try to win this whole thing. And there's people from 50 countries, so there's going to be people going to be doing herding goats and all kinds of crazy things. All he's got is his hands in the Pharaoh shuffle, and my money's on him. Who will it be? Let's trap in and see. John, thank you so much. You're on Twitter at
John Dornbos.
John Dornbos.
No H in John.
Dornbos. No H in John.
J-O-N, baby.
If you can't follow that, you're not smart enough to follow John Dornbos. And follow me on Twitter at Chet Waterhouse and follow my comedian buddy at Real Jeff Cesario. Thanks for tuning in. Support my sponsors, TrueCar and BetOnline.ag. If you want more of me this weekend, I'll be in Rome, Italy, calling the Nick Foles sainthood ceremony for Podcast One Sportsnet and Nuns.com. This is Chet Waterhouse reminding you to play with pain. Hey!